Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome back. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and it's day number 4. Now, let's see what's behind this door. Well, it's an audio Christmas card. Hey, someone's organized. Let's see who it's from.
To Steve, Leanne, and all the family, I hope you're enjoying doing the LifeSpring Advent Calendar with me. Thanks for all your hard work, and happy Christmas. This is James from WhyChristmas.com.
Well, thank you, James. That's really nice. You know, it's not really work, though. This is fun. And there's 21 more to do after this one. So, James, you sent this great audio Christmas card. Can you tell us about the origins, why we exchange cards at this time of year?
Christmas cards are a relatively recent addition to the Christmas festivities, and there's some discussion among Christmas scholars, and yes, there are such things, about who sent the first Christmas card. But many, including me, think it was Sir Henry Cole. Sir Henry was a government worker during the early Victorian period who was very interested in this newfangled public post office over here in Britain and wondered how it could be more widely used by the general public.
When was this?
The post office was first opened to widespread use in 1840, with the introduction of the penny post stamp. This meant that ordinary people, like you and me, could afford to use the post. Before the introduction of the penny stamp, the post office was really only used by the very, very rich, because it was so expensive. But railways were also becoming more widespread during the UK at this time, and it allowed for much faster postal services. Cards could be posted in an unsealed envelope for only half a penny, and so were very popular in the new post office.
Okay, so that was 1840. When did Sir Henry send the very first card?
In 1843, Sir Henry, who also founded what's now the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, together with his artist friend John Horsley, designed the first Christmas card and sold 1,000 of them for 1 shilling each. That's about 5 pence over here, or about 3 cents in the US. But in Victorian times, a shilling was worth an awful lot more than that.
Do we know anything about that first card?
The first card was made up of 3 panels, and it caused quite a controversy at the time, as the main centre panel showed a family at a rather lavish Christmas party with young children drinking wine. And the 2 side panels showed the Christmas spirit, with the poor being fed in one and clothed in the other.
So did the idea take off right away?
Christmas cards became widely produced from the 1860s as printing methods improved, and by the early 1900s, the custom had spread throughout Europe and become particularly popular over here in the UK and in Germany. Early cards often featured scenes from the Christmas story, and snow scenes were also popular, as they'd had a very hard snowy winter over here in 1836. The snow scenes often depicted this winter, and you could say it was really the first Christmas nostalgia. However, the Victorians also had some very strange tastes in Christmas cards, including summer scenes, cards with crosses of them to remind people of Jesus' death as well as his birth, dancing cats, and even frogs.
Frogs? Huh. So what about today? Any statistics on how many cards are sent?
In the latest US census, it says that over 1.9 billion, that's billion, season's greetings cards are sent and received in the USA alone each year. Now that's an awful lot of stamps to lick.
Yeah, well, thankfully we have self-adhesive stamps here now.
With such a large number, it makes me want to get mine sorted out extra early this year. Now where did I put that list?
This has been day number 4 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and I'm Steve Webb. The music today was Doug Bolt with Here We Come A-Caroling. God bless you, and remember to get those cards written and in the mail. Now I've got to go hang some Christmas lights outside. See you tomorrow. To be loved.